From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's determined that atrocities committed by the Islamic State, the IS group, constitute genocide. Kerry made the announcement from the State Department briefing room Thursday, referring to the militant group by their Arabic name, Daesh.
In my judgment, Daesh is responsible for genocide against groups in areas under its control, including Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims. Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions, in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
Kerry also said the terrorist group was guilty of crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing against these same groups. He said he made the determination after a review of intelligence gathered by the State Department as well as other intelligence groups. He detailed the group's use of executions, rapes, and mass killings aimed at religious minorities based solely on their faith. Kenya has reported its first case of yellow fever in 25 years. The diseased man is thought to have arrived 5 days ago from Angola. The acting director of the Kenya Medical Service, Dr. Jackson Kioko, says the patient was diagnosed with the virus at an advanced stage.
Of course, he had presented to us in very advanced stages when he had renal and liver failure. He succumbed because he presented to the health facilities too late.
Statistics from Angolan health officials show more than 50 people have recently died of the virus and 250 more are infected. There is no specific treatment for yellow fever. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says even with his troop withdrawal from the Syrian war front, he could, if necessary, within several hours, ramp up Moscow's military presence there again. As he decorated officers who served in Syria, Putin said he does not want to escalate the conflict and expressed hope for the common sense of Syrian authorities and opposition groups fighting against President Bashar al-Assad to reach a peace accord. As European Union leaders gather for a two-day summit in Brussels, doubts are mounting that they'll be able to reach an agreement on a deal with Turkey to curb the tide of migrants arriving on their shores. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Even before the talks started in Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk struck a negative note, saying he was more cautious than optimistic they would succeed. He said any migrant deal with Turkey must be based on three fundamental principles.
First, the agreement must be acceptable to all 28 member states, no matter big or small. Second, the agreement must fully comply with EU and international law. And third, the agreement must effectively help to solve the migration crisis and contribute to our comprehensive strategy, which includes getting back to Schengen, ending the way through policy, humanitarian assistance to Greece, support to the Western Balkans, and, of course, the reinforced cooperation with Turkey.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Protesters in Brazil are renewing a call for President Dilma Rousseff's resignation. This after she appointed former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as her chief of staff. Protesters in several Brazilian towns are condemning the move, saying Lula was appointed in order to protect him from prosecution in a money laundering scandal. A judge heading the investigation says recently released phone recordings between Lula and Rousseff indicate that he was indeed seeking help in avoiding prosecution. The United Nations says the death toll from Tuesday's airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen has risen to 119, including 22 children. The airstrike on a market northwest of Sana'a was the latest in a series of similar bombings by the coalition that have left hundreds of civilians dead. The crowded market was struck during the busiest time of day. Witnesses say there were no military targets nearby. President Barack Obama issued an executive order for new sanctions against North Korea following recent nuclear and ballistic missile tests in violation of longstanding international talks. A White House press secretary says the U.S. will continue to impose these sanctions on North Korea until it comes into compliance with its obligations. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.